with Mark Chipman. Mark, what does this day mean for you, your extended family, and the Chipman family here? What does this day mean for you? Because it is historic.
Well, I mean, obviously we're thrilled that it was a lot of work that went into pulling this together. Jim and his team have been working really hard for the past couple of years and pulling this together. So it's gratifying, obviously. And as I said, you know, when we built the MTS Center, we hoped it would be a step, and we never promised that it would be the panacea for everything that our downtown needed, but that it could be a catalyst. And I think it's been that. And I think this is just, you know, hopefully people in the community will see this as evidence that it's, you know, we're going in the right direction.
What turned it, though? When you looked at icing the team here, it coming back here, and the fact that you're a major league player, but one of the issues historically that you have was that when the Jets left here, you and others quietly said never again, and you slowly started building quietly behind the scenes. But as you see this, what has changed the dynamics of this city to allow capital, not just from here, but from other parts, to come here and invest?
You know, I think Winnipeg has always been such a solid place to be. I mean, like most cities, it went through a period of time where it struggled, but, you know, I think what I observed after we lost the team was how the city came together, and we're just such a resilient community, and, you know, we joke about it, but you'd have to be, right? You know, the people who came here to harvest grain and break this ground a long time ago were, you know, I joke they must have got here in the summertime, but they're hardy, and I think that DNA is still very much in all of us in this town, and I just think, you know, we've got so much to be proud of here.
Let's talk about some of the partners, but first let's talk about Richardson involvement, because you mentioned about grain. That's so important part of this.
You know, I don't think there's been a family whose record of investment in this community is anywhere close. And, and when Hartley learned of our desire to build this, he expressed some interest in it and whether or not they could help. And, you know, we welcomed it, obviously, right away. I mean, they're such wonderful people to deal with. And so it was an important step along the way that a family like that was willing to share this interest and their vision with us. So that was a very big step for us.
Did you promise not to steal tenants out of the Richardson building?
No, I mean, we've, that's honestly never been was never raised, you know. Like, I think the Richardsons feel pretty secure at Portage and Main. I don't think they're worried about losing tenants or that having a dent in what they do. I think they're more looking at this as the next step for the city, you know, that Portage and Main is going to thrive. It's Portage and Main. And I think Hartley and his family just thought this was perhaps the next step for our downtown, and they wanted to be a part of it.
You are very proud about the hotel that's going to rise here. Talk about the Sutton Hotel, and also talk about your friendship with the person behind it.
So I've known Tom for, you know, as he mentioned, probably over a decade. They've invested in Winnipeg, and I got to know him through that process. He owns a junior hockey team. I got to know him through the hockey world. We became owners in the National Hockey League, you know, virtually at the same time. I just got to know him as a person before I got to know him as a hotel operator. And he's just what you saw. He's just a real real guy. And he and his father have built a spectacular company. And the hotel business is not something we know or pretend to know. And so that became obvious to me early on. I think we knew that we needed a hotel, or would really very much like to have a hotel to go with the new convention center. So I called Tom and asked him if he was interested, and he expressed interest right away, and it moved actually very quickly. And, you know, I stayed in his hotel in Vancouver. It's phenomenal, I think, and I think it'll be just, they do it right. Like, they just do it right, and I think you'll see that. It's their plans for this hotel are really spectacular.
Mark Chipman, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Mark, you've said that Winnipeg is different from Toronto and Vancouver in terms of development, and it can be a challenge.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the assistance you've gotten to get this up off the ground? And I mean, provincial moved up into the city?
Well, I mean, that assistance was really in place. That I think you're referring to the tax increment financing model that has been in place for a long time for this part of the downtown. I mean, it's helpful, but really all it does is it allows us to create some lovely public space, right? It's those tax monies that these properties will be paying gets reinvested in the creation of public space. And that's a good thing because, you know, I don't think it was our desire to just build a few more office towers that, you know, that are surrounded by sidewalks. So that mechanism, it's not unique to Winnipeg. It's really not at all. But I think we're thankful that the province had the foresight to put it in place and that these projects will be able to take advantage of it to create some wonderful public space that will really complement this development.
Was there a time in this when you said, yeah, maybe not?
Not really. I mean, honestly, we joke about it, but, you know, my office has been overlooking this parking lot for a long time now, and there were incremental wins all along the way, or, you know, like, it was never like we hit a brick wall at any point in time. It was some tough going at times because, as you mentioned, doing development in downtown Winnipeg's not easy. It's not Toronto where you buy a piece of land and you put up a condo tower and it's all pre-sold. You know, it takes more time than that. And but when you get people like the Richardson family or the Gallardi family looking at it and almost instantly buying into the same vision, you know you got something, and that gave us the confidence to just keep going.
When everything's said and done, Mark, can you explain to Winnipeggers what the atmosphere would be like, you know, with the plaza, the TVs, the fountains, the skating rink, all this vision that's there?
Well, it's hard. I mean, I think the images describe it best. It's something we don't have. You'd have to look at probably Maple Leaf Square in Toronto to get a sense of what it'll be like. You know, it's very animated. Obviously, it'll be different in the summer than it is in the winter. But we hope it's a very animated space 12 months of the year. Yeah, very much so. It will be a meeting place. I mean, it's built with that very purpose in mind.
How does this project help your existing sports properties?
I don't know that it does. I think, our sports properties are doing fine. We can't sell any more tickets or sponsorships. I think it's just a compliment. It's more amenities for our fans before and after games. But really, it stands on its own. It's a place for people to work and to live and to meet and to enjoy our city.
I know you've said that you'd like to host a draft here. Is this maybe a step in that direction?
Well, clearly, I mean, one of the challenges with hosting a draft is the number of hotel rooms. So, yeah, I think it gives us a better chance of doing that someday and hopefully someday soon.